Dutch leader Geert Wilders defends Israel in fiery debate, "If Jerusalem falls, we're next." By Joshua Klein on June 5, 2025. If Jerusalem falls, Athens, Paris, or Amsterdam are next, warned firebrand Dutch right-wing politician Geert Wilders during a heated Dutch parliamentary clash following the collapse of his coalition government. Addressing the Dutch House of Representatives on Wednesday, Wilders lashed out at opposition leader Frans Timmermans, accusing the Labour/Green left chief of downplaying the existential threat posed by Islamist terror groups. "The fact that our mothers in the West can sleep peacefully is because the mothers of Israeli soldiers lie awake," said Wilders, noting that Israel is the only democracy in the Middle East. Wilders, a longtime ally of the Jewish state, said the Israel Defense Forces were fighting our battle against Iranian proxies, Hamas and Hezbollah, as well as Islamic Jihad. The Dutch leader called Timmermans a stain on the Dutch parliament for making what Wilders labeled almost anti-Semitic remarks. "Naturally, in war, there are casualties, and I regret every death, I regret every child, every mother, every innocent civilian who dies in conflict," Wilders said. "But I still believe, and I am proud of this, that Israel must fight." The speech came one day after Wilders withdrew his Party for Freedom, PVV, from the governing coalition, citing the refusal of partner parties to implement tougher asylum measures, in a move that has triggered new elections. "Thank you, Geert Wilders. You are a true friend of Israel," replied Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, to which Wilders responded, "Proud to be your friend, Israel and it Netanyahu." Meanwhile, Israel's Diaspora Affairs Minister Amichai Chikli praised Wilders for his outspoken support. Last week, Wilders addressed CPAC Hungary, stating that his top priority is to stop the mass immigration to his country. Often compared to President Donald Trump due to similarities in his ideology and character, Wilders has earned the nickname the Dutch Donald Trump by the local press. Having been under security for years due to his comments on Muslims, the PVV leader is known for his strong support for Israel, aligning his views with right-wing parties that have gained prominence across Europe. He has also referred to the Jewish state as the West's first line of defense. Wilders, who vowed to become the next Dutch prime minister, has long argued that the conflict between Palestinians and Israel could be resolved through the recognition of Jordan as a Palestinian state. In 2016, he slammed then-President Barack Obama and Secretary of State John Kerry, demanding they stop bashing Israel about settlements, as he proclaimed that Judea and Samaria belong to Israel and that Jordan equals Palestine. In 2023, Wilders achieved an electoral mega-victory in a landslide win regarded as one of the most significant political upheavals the country has known since World War II and positioning his party as a major force in Dutch politics. Hailing the apparent victory, he shared a video on social media at the time celebrating the results while proclaiming that his party was the strongest force in the country. Known for his strong stance against Islam and immigration, he has promised to halt the influx of asylum seekers and proposed a referendum for the Netherlands to leave the European Union, akin to Britain's Brexit. His victory, marked by winning 37 of the 150 seats in Parliament, reflected a major turn in Dutch and European public sentiment. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.